hoşuma.
Ches Ahmed Beys. Let's see the story, the last story that we saw yesterday. We're dealing with this rather strange sugya, a bit of a morbid topic about whether the dead are aware of what's going on or they're not aware of what's going on. So we saw the whole lengthy story yesterday about the two ruchos roaming the world. And then we finished off with one more story. Now we have another story coming up. So let's have a look at the story we read yesterday. It's on the fourth wide line. Let's go to the fourth wide line. Toshima. Toshima, the fourth wide line. Toshima de Ziri. Have a mafkid zuze gabe ushpezichte. Ziri deposited money with his hostess. Ad the osi the ozil lebei rav, until he made his way to the yeshiva of Rav. Shchiva, she died, and now he does not know where the money that he has deposited her with her is. Where's that money gone to? Ozil basro, so he follows her. She's already died. He follows her lechatzar moves to the Beis HaKvoros. Omar lo, and he says to her, Zuze Heicha, where is my money? Where is my money? Omra lo, Omra le, so she says to him in response, Zil Shakilnu, you can go and take it. From where?
Okay.
Mitusi Batsanura the Dasha. From underneath the ground by the doorpost, that's where you can find the money that you deposited with me.
Rob, may I interrupt for a second? That was Nachum Avram. He wants you to let him in. I'm sorry.
You said he followed her to the Beis Olam. Does that mean that at the Levaya he went after the Aron, or he came sometime later?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Welcome aboard to Mishka Fayim. So he said to her, Zuzi, hey, where is my money? So she said it by the door there, but duch plan in a certain place. Not only that, she then said, Ve'eim alo le'imo, go and tell my mother to shader li masrakoi ve'guvtoi de'kuchla. She should send me the following items, the comb and the tube, makeup, bahodi planisa, with this woman, the Asya Lamocha, who is also coming here tomorrow. In other words, she foretold the death of some other woman, and she says, please, I've left a few items here in this world, could you please send them with her? That is the end of the story. So what do you see from over here? She clearly knew who was going to die. And that was her instruction. This was a woman who had already died, and she was saying, I know who's going to die tomorrow. Please send me the following things. Says the Gemara, Alma, Yodi, you see that dead people know what's going on in this world. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a proof. Why? Dilma, perhaps, the first word on the line, Dilma, Duma. Duma, as Rashi explains, is the malach who presides over death. Kodim umachriz lehu. Maybe the angel of death had announced in private that this is what's going to happen. So, do dead people know what's going on? Perhaps really not. But here, this dead person had inside information from the angel of death. But other than that, says the Gemara, who's to say? Maybe they do not know what's going on. Have a look at Rashi. Go to the Rashi, first word on the line, Alma Yodi. Alma Yodi, you see that they know. What do they know? Alma Yodi Masha Oisin. It seems to be they know what's happening over here. Sheyodazu, because this woman who had died, she seemed to know. Shezu goiseses. What's a goises? A goises is somebody who's just about to die. And this woman who had already died seemed to know about the second woman who was currently a goises, the natuya lomos, and was in the direction of death. Natuya literally means leaning. She was leaning in the direction of death. So therefore, this woman who had already passed away seemed to know about others who were going to die. So therefore, the implication is clearly apparent that they know what's going on. Says Rashi, no. Dilma Duma. Who's Duma? Says Rashi, it's the Malach Shehu Mamuna. Mamuna means in charge. It's the Malach who's appointed or in charge, Al HaMesim, Kodim U'Machriz Lehu. He preempted and said, announced, Achshav Yavoi Ploini, quote unquote. The Duma Malach, Malach Duma said, Achshav Yavoi Ploini, he announced that the next one to arrive here is the following person. Avol Shar Divrei HaChayim. Einom yoidim, but other matters pertaining to live people, maybe dead people do not know. They only happen to know about who's going to die because the angel of death gave them inside information. Remember, all of this story began because Rabbi Yonason went to the Beis HaKvaras and he had his tzitzis sticking out. And he was told, put them away. Why? Because the dead people can see that you're wearing tzitzis and you're mocking them. And that's why we're having a whole sugya discussion. Can dead people really see? Can they hear? Do they know what's going on? If they know what's going on, then yes, we appreciate that you should not be wearing your tzitzis hanging out in the Beis HaKvaras. But that's what the Gemara is discussing. So we thought we had a proof from this story where you see a woman who had already died. She said, I know who's going to be next in line. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. Because maybe the Malach, the angel of death, leaked information to her. But do they generally know what's going on with live people? Perhaps not. Says the Gemara, another story, another attempt at a proof. Says the Gemara, Ta Shema. Let's bring another proof now. Da'avua de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, as we'll soon see, his name was Abba. So Avua de Shmuel, it's the father of Shmuel, have a komifkedi gabei zuzi de Yasmi. They were deposited by him money belonging to orphans. So there were Yesaimim, whose parents had passed away, and they deposited money, not with Shmuel, but with the father of Shmuel, Avua de Shmuel. Ki noch nafshei, when he passed away, meaning the father of Shmuel, loy hava Shmuel gabe. Shmuel was not with him, and did not therefore know where the money of the Yesaimim was. Have a kokorule, people very unfairly called him, they called Shmuel, Bar Ochil. He is the eater of Zuzi de Yasmi. He's consuming the Yesaimim's money. In other words, he was being accused of knowing full well where the money was, the money that had been deposited with his father by the Yesaimim, and he was being accused of misappropriating it. That's what they called him. He said, you're the consumer of orphan money. Says the Gemara, Ozal Abasrei Lechatzar Mobes. So he went after his father, in search of his father, in the Chatzar Mobes, again, in the Beis HaKvaras. He's going to try and search out his father, and to ask him, where is the money? Where is the money? Omalahu, So he said to them, now who's them? The dead people. Bo'ino Abba. I'm looking for Abba. Rashi says, Bo'ino Abba, Mvakesh ani es Abba, kach hoyo shmoi. That was his name. Don't make the mistake of thinking when he means Abba, he means Abba, which is translation for father. So it's just another way of saying father. No, his name is actually Abba. So he said, I'm looking for Abba. Where is my father Abba? Omrulei. So they said back to him, I'm sorry to tell you, Abba Tuva Iker. There are many people with the name of Abba here. So if you say to us, you're looking for Abba, then that's not really very specific, at least not specific enough.
How can he basically say Abba, because you're not allowed to call your father by his name?
Good point. So maybe the answer will be that after his death is different. This might be a proof that after his death would be different.
Okay.
So Omrele, they said, Abba Tuva Ika Hocha. There are many people under the name of Abba. So if you say you're looking for Abba, then that's not specific enough. Omelahu, so he said, fine, I'll be more specific. Boino Abor Bar Abba. My father was actually called Abba, but so was his father, my grandfather. So my father is called Abba Bar Abba. Surely that's specific enough, but no. Omrulei. So they said to him, Abba ba Abba Nami. So too the name Abba ba Abba, also Tuva Ika. There's also many. Therefore, we're not sure who you're referring to. You're going to have to be even more specific. Omalu. So he said to them, fine. Bo'ino, I'm looking for, I'm requiring Abba bar Abba Avua de Shmuel. Remember, he was Shmuel. So I'm looking for somebody who's called Abba. His father is also called Abba. And his son, which is me, is called Shmuel. Now, surely that is specific enough. Heicha, where is he? That's what I'm looking for, he said. And now, indeed, they did respond. Omrulei, they said to him, Salik, he's gone up. L'masifta, which is the yeshiva, derakia in the Shomayim. He's gone up to the Shomayim. If you want to find your father, you'll find him in the yeshiva, in the Bezdin, yeshiva Shomayim. Adahochi, in the meanwhile, Chazye Lelevi. So by the way, until now, who has Shmuel been conversing with? Conversing with the dead. He wasn't talking to people who were alive. He was conversing with the dead. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Omar lei, they said to him, who said to him? Omar lei hamesim, the dead people, niglu loy, they became revealed to him. Ki'ilu heim chutz mikivrehem. They appeared, their image appeared as if out of their caver. Really, obviously, they were in their caver. But it was as it were, as if they emerged from their caver. The yoshvim ba'agula, they're all sitting around in a circle having a friendly chat with him. Okay, so back into the Gemara in this very, again, dramatic story. Adahochi, in the meanwhile, remember, Shmuel is on the lookout for his father. He wants to find out where is the money of the Yesomim. As long as it can't be tracked down, he's being accused of misappropriating the money. That's why he wants to get to the bottom of this. Says the Gemara. Adahochi. In the meanwhile, Chazye Levi, he sees Levi. Now Levi had also passed away. So again, the image of Levi he saw. De Yosef Avroi, you were sitting slightly outside, apart from all the others. Remember, Rashi just told us all the other dead people were there sitting in a circle. Levi, for some reason, was a bit of an outcast, it looked like. He was sitting separate to everybody else. Omale, so Shmuel said to Levi, Amai, Yosafta. Remember, we've said this many times. If you have a tof in the middle of the word, Aramaic, you can replace it with a shin. So instead of Yosavto, it would be Amai Yoshavto, Yoshav, to sit. Amai Yosavto Ivroi. Why are you sitting outside? What's going on? Why are you not together with all the other Mesim? So he said, Amai Yosavto Avroi, my timer loisolakto. Why have you not gone up to the yeshiva, Shalmailo, with everybody else? Omale, so he said, the Omri Li, because they told me this is a punishment for me. They said to me, the Omri Li, Kol Ki Hanach Shani, all of those years, the loy salikat lemasifta the Rebbe Ephes. As long as you didn't go to the yeshiva of Rebbe Ephes for a number of years, va'achalishte ledaite, and you therefore made Rebbe Ephes very upset, you didn't go to his yeshiva, didn't go to learn with him, loy ma'ilinon lecho lemasifta the Rekia. For the equivalent amount of time that you did not go to Rav Ephes's yeshiva, you will not be allowed in the ultimate yeshiva, yeshiva shalmalas. You're stuck down here for a while. Adochi vochi. Meanwhile, osa avuha. Oh, that's what he was waiting for. In the meanwhile, eventually his father, that means the father of Shmuel, who we said was called Abba, he now appears on the scene. And remember, Shmuel needs to ask him, where is the money? Chazye, and he saw, that means Shmuel saw that his father, Dahava Kabochi, on the one hand, he was crying, but also Va'ochich, and he was happy. Very strange. He sees his father both crying and happy and laughing. Omar le, so he says to him, my timer kobochiso. Tell me, he says to his father, what is the reason that you are crying? Omar le, so the father of Shmuel Abba tells his son Shmuel, I've got bad news to tell you, and that's why I'm crying. The La'agel Koasis. Very soon you will be coming here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says towards the bottom, the La'agel Asis, in other words, the Kavuro Tikover, the Mehera Tikover, the Mehera Tikover. It's going to be very, very soon that you will be buried. And that's why Abba was crying, because he knew that his son did not have much time remaining in Olam Hazeh. So why is he laughing then? Says the Gemara, my time, achichas. So why are you laughing? I understand why you're crying, because he saw that his son is going to die soon. But why was he laughing then? He says, you know why I'm laughing? The chashivas b'hai alma tova, because you are very highly thought of in this world. In other words, you might well say, that it's an overwhelming tragedy that he's going to die soon. He says that's one half of the coin. One half of the coin is, and that's why he was crying, because he's going to be buried soon. But at the same time, you should know that in Olam Ha'emes, you're very highly thought of. And that's why the father was crying and laughing simultaneously. Omalei, so he said to them, I chashivna, if I'm really considered choshuv in the next world, na'alve lelevi, va'ailuhu lelevi, so let me be able to bring Levi into the yeshiva shamaylo. If I'm considered choshuv there and I have connections there, I just spoke to Levi and Levi said he's stranded down here waiting to go into the bezon shamaylo. Well, let me use my chashivas to get him in. And indeed he did. V'nayle lelevi, and they brought Levi up to the yeshiva in his zechus. Okay, but back to our story. Omarle, so he said to him, Zuzi de Yasmi Heicha, question mark. Where on earth is that money for the Yesoimim? That's why I came to the Beis HaKfaras in the first place. Omalei, so he said to him, Zil Shakilnu, go and take the money. I'm now going to tell you exactly where it is. But Amta Derachia, Ba'amta Derachia. What's Ba'amta Derachia? So look at Rashi towards the bottom. Ba'am to the racha, kol binyan moishav horei chayim, in the place of the millstone, koru, that's what's called the amas horei chayim. The amas, a certain stone in the mill, and he was telling me, if you look around that area, that's where I've hidden the money. But now, he was even more specific. And he says to him, Eloi, the money that you find at the top and the money you find at the bottom are both mine. But the middle level, the middle layer of money, that indeed is mine. So he's giving his son clear instructions. And what is he telling him? Top level, bottom level of the money is mine. If you want to know which one is the Yesomim's money, that is the money that you'll find in the middle. And just one second. Who knows where's the money? The money at the top, the money at the bottom is the father's. The money in the middle, that's the Yesomim's money. Fine. Omalei, so he says to him, my timer, obdet hachi. Could you please tell me, why did you do that? Why did you put the Yesomim's money in the middle, not at the top, not at the bottom? So he said, Omalei, he said to him, Ignuvi, because if Ganovim come along, and presumably they're going to take the top level of money, which is the most visible, Iganuvi gonvi, if ganovim are going to steal, then mignavu mididan. Then at least they should steal my money and they should not steal the Yesomim's money. That's why I did not want the Yesomim's money on the top level, which is of course the one which is the most exposed. So why didn't you put it right at the bottom? That's the most concealed. No. I ochla ara, because if the ground would consume the money, meaning the money would, I don't know, get mold or swallowed up by the ground, then again, at least, then it should consume mine. So what is the money which is the most safe? It's the money which is in the middle. Neither will it be stolen by Ganovim, neither will it, nor will it be affected by the ground, and that's where you find the money, and that is the end of the story. So once again, what do you see? Says the Gemara, two words. Alma de Yodin. Now, what does it mean, Alma de Yodi? You see that dead people know what's going on. One second. Where in this story do you see that dead people know what's going on? The fact that he told him where the money was, that's obviously not a proof, because he was the one who put it there in the first place. So what is it that he said to his son that indicates that dead people know what's happening in this world? So there seems to be a discussion.
Possibly because he knows that his son's going to be joining him.
Oh, so it seems to be that it's a machloikus, Rashi and Tosfos. Why? Look at Rashi. Alma Yodi, says Rashi, towards the bottom. Rashi says, do you know what he knows? He knows mi choshuv ben hachayim. Who is considered prominent amongst live people? Remember, he told his son, the bad news is you're going to die. The good news is you're considered choshuv. Now, Rabbi Leo David, you mentioned the first half of that sentence, which is the fact that he told him he's going to die. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says the second half of the sentence, what do we see that dead people know? He knew that his son is considered choshev.
Is it possible that means he's considered choshev in the yeshiva shalmala and not...
Could be. Yeah, could be. But again, he knows that the way that the yeshiva shalmala relate to Shmuel at the moment is alive. So now the question is, why indeed did Rashi say that? Why did Rashi indeed not say, like Rabbi Yehuda David, that the dead people know, what do they know? He knows that his son was going to die. That was the first half of the sentence. And Rashi jumps to the second half of the sentence, which is no, he knows that he's considered choshev. So now look at the bottom Tosfos, and maybe that will help us. Says Tosfos, Alma Yodi Midakama, because he said, quote unquote, La Agel Koosis, that you will soon join me. So indeed, Tosfos did say that. So we seem to the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, what is the proof? The proof is from the fact that he told him that he's considered choshev. Tosfos says the proof is from the fact that he knew that he's going to die. But now look at the follow-up question, and maybe this will help us. Says Tosfos, V'loy motzi l'shinuye. Over here, we could not answer Kedile'el, like we did earlier on, Duma Kodim, that the Malach, the angel of death, came along, V'omalahu, and he told him, comma. In other words, Tosfos has got himself stuck. If you tell me the proof is from the fact that what? That the father of Shmuel told his son that he's going to die soon, well, why can't we just give the same answers we gave in the last sugya? Duma told him. They don't really know what's going on over here, but the angel of death told him. That's what we gave as an answer in the previous story. Why can't we say the same answer? Now, before we see how Tosfos addresses this, that could be the explanation of Rashi. If we want to know why did Rashi say that the information that we're talking about is the fact that he said he's choshuv, maybe indeed he did not want to learn like Tosfos that we're dealing with the fact that he said that his son is going to die. Why not? Because maybe Rashi was bothered by Tosfos kasha. That's not a proof. Because you can always say that the angel of death, Duma, told him. Tosfos is not bothered by that question. Tosfos says, Dahainu dafka la'alta. That's only if it happens immediately. Then Duma can inform you. Al kol kach loy hoyom makdim. But so much earlier, Duma would never have told him. And therefore, du atzmoi eini yedea, because even the angel of death does not know about people who are going to die at a later time. He only knows, an incredible Tosfos, the Malach HaMoves only knows about those who are about to die imminently. So in the last story, if you remember, where she said that I know that this woman is going to die tomorrow, so that the Malach HaMoves can know about, and that Duma, who is the angel of death, he can know about because it's going to happen imminently. But in our story where he just said it's going to happen soon, he didn't say when, so that Duma cannot know about. So if Duma cannot know about, so how on earth did the father of Shmuel know? Ah, so that's the proof, says Tosfos, that what? That dead people know what's happening in Olam Hazeh. Either way, that is now the next attempt at a proof that the Gemara's bringing a raya that even the Mesim know what's going on. Says the Gemara on the fourth bottom line, no, we can be madche that proof as well. Dilma Shani Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel is an exception to the rule, meaning maybe really, generally speaking, dead people do not know what's going on, but Shmuel is different. Why is Shmuel different? Kiven de Choshev, because he is considered prominent. Kodmi u'machriz, that's why they announced, Panu Mokoim, please make way. In other words, there was a special announcement saying, Shmuel is very choshev, please make way, he's coming here, maybe not imminently, but in the near future. And that's how the father of Shmuel knew. So again, every single proof that we've tried to bring to back up this notion that dead people know what's going on, the Gemara has been malchet time and time and time again. Okay, we'll hold it over here. And Mitzvah Hashem, I guess we'll reconvene, all being well, on Sunday morning. Of all in on the table.
Okay, Shikoah.
Be well, have a great day.
Good Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay.